Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
I'm fine, thanks.
I know little or nothing about the Kardashians. All I know is that they seem to be a lot of people beginning with the letter K.
Yes, that's right.
And I know that they seem to be all outrageously beautiful to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And that they have some class of TV show and they're in the papers every single day of the week.
That's right, yeah.
Apart from that,
I don't know. I suppose I fell into an interest with them by accident, really.
Yeah.
I think we were on our honeymoon about 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago, and they just were taken over, really, at that stage. But they've had several series of the television show and... I think it was Ryan Seacrest, actually. You know Ryan Seacrest from... he do the American Idol?
Or, yes.
Yes, it was them. It was him actually give them their first chance at stardom, really. But they were always in the public eye. Their father, Robert Kardashian, who died... I think he died of cancer when the girls were a lot younger anyway. But he was the lawyer. I heard someone actually text in this morning to say that he was O.J. Simpson's lawyer, and he was... him and Chris Kardashian, as she was at the time, were married and would have been best friends with O.J. Simpson and his wife. And then when the whole scandal and everything came out about the murder and whatever else, that caused a massive split in the middle of the whole camp, because Robert Kardashian then chose to stand by O.J. and, you know, just didn't look great. It caused a split, I suppose, in the Kardashians and a split in the Simpsons, really, you know?
Yes.
But I suppose my information's only coming from I would have followed them, you know, and since you did you not have better things to be reading on? Or
no, but what I understand about, Martina, about the Kardashian interest is, like, say, Geordie Shores or Made in Chelsea.
Yeah, isn't it funny, Ryan, because I never took any interest in that at all, ever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to tell you anything about The Only Way Is Essex or Geordie Shore or anything at all like that. But the Kardashians, I don't know why it is. Maybe it was my age group, maybe coming up through my kind of mid-20s up into my early 30s, and they're still so big.
Yeah.
You know, they're still massive. They're just huge.
It's huge. I'm just wondering, are they the soap opera for another generation? You know the way it's that some people are into the Fair City and some want Carnation Street, some want EastEnders, and some want the real reality TV thing. So
it could be a generational thing, maybe. Reality really took over. I suppose Big Brother kind of was the whole star thing then.
Yes.
The Kardashians then jumped on the bandwagon then when they started doing the whole filming and things like that. But it was Ryan Seacrest. The Kardashian family were always famous. Robert Kardashian was the lawyer for so many celebrities and everything along the way. So they nearly couldn't but miss being some kind of limelight, you know?
Yes. So if you were to explain to me who Kim Kardashian is, what would you say?
Kim Kardashian started, she was the best friend of Paris Hilton.
Oh, okay.
Now, the Kardashian children would have all went to school with Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie. That was the circus that they mixed in. The Kardashians didn't come out of
the blue.
Come out of nowhere,
yeah.
Really. You know, they were always there or thereabouts. Kim Kardashian would have been... Her first job would have been a stylist.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably would have styled Paris Hilton. And Paris Hilton, being one of the Hiltons, would have given her the step on the ladder that she needed to. Then Kim Kardashian got married very, very young and then brought out... Well, no, she didn't bring it out. Her ex-husband brought out a sex tape. And that was really where it just...
Yeah.
She went from strength to strength after that.
Yes, you see, didn't Paris Hilton have one of those? I think it's part of the...
Yeah, it's part of the package.
Part of the package, that's exactly... That's exactly it. Yeah. Yes, fake nose, check. Ridiculous boobs, check. Enormous arse, check. Sex tape, check. Oh, you're in. Quick.
Yeah.
Get a reality TV show. Here's Ryan and Seacrest.
So then, Kim Kardashian is now on her, third marriage. She split very, very young from her first husband. I think she only got married at like 18 or 19. Mm. It was something really, really young anyway.
Where are you from, Martina? What part of Monaghan are you from?
Edged outside Clonus, oh God.
No, the reason I'm saying this, you sound like you're describing the people in your local village. Now, Kim was married now to so-and-so, and you are so, you know, involved in this story.
I don't know why the interest is there or what it is. I think it's because maybe we're, you know, I'm the same age as them or whatever. I don't know what it is, but I think you either love them or you hate them kind of thing. You
or
know?
You don't care about them.
I don't get a chance to watch television, right? I have two young children and another one on the way.
So how, where's all this coming? Congratulations. Where's all this coming from, though?
Are you
going through the mail online and stuff? Is that it? Are you one of those?
Yeah, well, I have that, but to be honest, right, I don't get a chance to get looking. I suppose newspapers or, you know, if you happen to be looking at something, next thing you'd see an article coming up. But they're always there. The Kardashians just seem to be always there.
I agree with you. I seem to know a fair bit about them, even though I don't read about them or I don't.
I wouldn't go out of my way to actually Google them, you know, say, right, well, what's Khloe or what's Kourtney Kardashian?
But how do we all know so much about them? We don't watch, we don't read, and yet they seem to be part of our lives.
Yes.
They're like the air that we breathe. What happened, the Hollies? I mean, we didn't ask for this to happen, yes. And yet I feel that they're part of modern culture by accident.
I think they've just gone from, I mean, they're touching on everything, but I think there's, even though there's so much in the Hollywood whole circle of things,
yeah,
are so normal at the same time. Like, I mean, the television show showed Kourtney having, I don't know whether the new show showed her last child, but it showed her going into labour to have her two children. You know, so many people can relate with that. The sickness she would have had through pregnancy, everything. They've touched on everything, really, that would knock on anyone's daily lives, even the whole, we'll say, heartbreak that they had around their own father dying, them going back to his grave, you name it.
Okay. So really, it is a snapshot of, albeit a slightly bizarre family, but ultimately it's a family, and it's the universal story. Everyone comes from a family, whether they like it or not.
Yes.
And this is just a snapshot of a family, a bit of a circus, but intriguing to watch.
Absolutely.
Because and it's all the human and notions that we can all relate to.
Such an age.
Okay.
They're going from their 30s right down to their teens, and I suppose there's so many people can, I suppose, knock into that, because like Kylie and, what do you call the other one, the younger one, are, you know, they're only in their teens, really, and there's so many people can relate to them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, right up. So, I don't know, Ryan.
You've been insightful and useful to educate me in this way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, funny when I remember filling up an application for the Late Late one time, and I remember it asked, you know, if there was a guest on, who would be, and I actually put down the Kardashians. Any member of the Kardashians, I'd love to go and hear that interview.
Well, I'll work on that for you, Martina.
Good man, don't forget.
I'll work on that for the next season, or maybe by the end of this one. We'll see what we can do.
Fantastic.
And when is the baby due?
Oh, August, please God.
Oh, best of luck with that.
Thanks very much.
Yes, lovely to talk to you. Thanks for the education.
Thanks a lot, Ryan.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.